Pastor Lynn has some good news for us.
感谢主啊！我们吃饭的时候，有一些人知道陈金荣牧师他被鱼刺刺到，那蛮大只的哈。那我送他到医院去的时候，医生看了，看了半天急诊，那医生看了半天看不到那个鱼刺，后来他就试着说把它压压看，就是压喉咙，压了几下。就跳出来，那个鱼刺就吐出来，就这样子就解决了。那，在这之前，医生是看不到、找不到那个牙齿。感谢主，荣耀归给主。
Yesterday afternoon, we had a time of repentance before the Lord.
昨天下午，我们在主面前有一段认罪悔改的时间。
We had a sight of ourselves.
啊，我们看到我们自己的真相。
Someone met me after the meeting.
有一个人来前面见我。
And they told me they felt so bad.
有些人跟我讲说，他们真的觉得好糟糕哦。
Because they saw themselves the way they were.
因为他们看清自己真正的模样。
They said, "I'm so black."
他们说我们真是黑暗。
I'm so undone.
我真的是太不好了。
I remembered when I first saw myself the way Jesus saw me.
我记得当我第一次看到主看我的这个样子的时候。
I felt so bad too.
我也觉得实在是太糟糕了。
I thought I was the worst sinner in all the world.
我当时候觉得，我一定是世界上最糟的罪人了。
But I had a teacher who helped me.
但是呢，我有一位老师，他帮助我。
She said, "What you need to do is to look at Jesus."
他说你所需要做的就是注目耶稣。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
Because. First, we see ourselves, and then we see the Lord.
因为呢，我们先看到自己，但是我们又看到我们的主。
So right at the elevator, I said, "This afternoon, we have to have a lesson on praising the Lord."
所以呢，我想我们今天下午呢，需要有一个来赞美主的一个讯息。
Could we start with singing number 33?
我们可以开始用诗歌第33首来赞美他。 被你破碎之后的面貌，你深愿你喜悦我们被你破碎之后的那柔美的声音，主啊，哈利路亚，就将我们隐藏在磐石穴中，主啊，愿我的王得见我们的面貌，得听我们的声音。
耶稣，哈利路亚，荣耀的君王，主啊，荣耀的君王临到，众城门都要打开，哈利路亚，我们欢迎我们的君王来到，哈利路亚，耶稣，哈利路亚，我们鼓掌欢迎他，耶稣，谢谢你，赞美你，哦，荣耀的君王。
当耶稣对着我们悔改的心说话的时候
，The songs become alive.
这些歌呢就活起来了。
We wanted to sing a song this afternoon. It's not in the book.
今天下午我们想要唱一首歌，但是不在诗歌本里。
Hallelujah! What a savior!
Hallelujah! 我们的救主。
耶稣奇妙的救主，
慧珍姐，你知道歌词吗？
耶稣奇
拯救扶助保守爱护与我相携到永远，我们就唱副歌。
The scripture tells us that in Philippians that it was for joy Jesus endured the cross.
腓立比书告诉我们，耶稣是因为喜乐而忍受了十字架上的痛。
For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
他为了在他面前的喜乐，他来忍受。
Jesus looked beyond the cross.
他的眼目呢，看得比十字架更远。
And all his suffering.
看他的眼光呢，看超越过他的痛苦。
Because he knew he was going to purchase our salvation.
因为呢，他知道他要将我们赎回。
It gave him great joy.
这给他无大的喜乐。
So the Bible says, with joy he endured the cross.
所以呢，圣经上说他是欢喜的来承受这个十字架。
He looked forward to a day like this.
我们也期待有一天像这样子。
When he would be purchasing a bride.
当他会得到他的心腹。
So he could suffer all the pain and the shame and the sorrow.
他也可以忍受所有的痛苦跟羞辱，跟的是甚至是悲伤。
For the joy that was set before him.
为了前面所要得到的喜悦。
He had joy in you.
他有在你里面的喜悦。
He rejoices in his bride.
他呢，因为他的心腹而喜乐。
So when we think of the bride of Christ, when we think of the bride of Jesus Christ,
当我们思想到耶稣基督的心腹，
we've been saying how she needs to be like him.
我们有谈到这个心腹呢需要像基督。
She needs to be filled with love.
她需要对他充满了爱。
And she needs to be cleansed and made white.
他需要被洁净到纯白。
In his precious blood.
借着他的宝血。
Someone told me last night they felt the blood of Jesus covering them.
有人告诉我说，昨天晚上他感觉到耶稣的宝血遮盖了他全人。
Even though they saw themselves during the altar time.
虽然在来到台前的时候，他看到他们自己。
And they cried out.Like in the Song of Solomon, he said, "I am black."
他呼喊着说，我就像雅歌里面，我是如此的黑。
That's what Isaiah said when he saw the Lord. He said, "I am undone."
这也是以赛亚当他见到神的时候，他说，哦，我不行了。
But then came that fire from the altar, touch his lips.
但是呢，却从祭坛上有火来，碰到他的舌头
，made him clean，
让他完全洁净。
The same with us，
我们也是这样。
When the blood of Jesus covers us，
当耶稣的宝血遮盖我们的时候
，we kneel to repent，
我们跪下来悔改。
We say I'm sorry，
我们说对不起。
Overheard someone saying, "I'm sorry this morning."
今天早上我
I'm sorry.
无意间听到有人说
I'm sorry.
我很抱歉，我很抱歉。
You know what Jesus does? He washes us white as snow.
但是呢，耶稣他的工作就是把我们洗净如白雪。
With his precious blood.
借着他的宝血。
So the bride is not only greatly in love with him.
所以呢，这新娘呢，不只是深深爱慕主
，She's been washed white，
她也是呢，已经被洗净洁白了
，without a spot or wrinkle，
没有一个污点或者是一个皱纹
，in the blood of the lamb，
又借着羔羊的宝血
，and then we learned yesterday something about humility，
昨天我们有学习到谦卑。
The bride needs to resemble the bridegroom，
我们新妇需要像新郎。
He is humble.
他是一位谦卑的。
He is meek and lowly.
非常的卑微。
But we soon discover we are not humble.
但是我们却发现我们没有这么谦卑。
We are a proud people.
我们是一群骄傲的人。
And so we come and kneel before him again.
所以呢，我们又再次来到他面前屈膝。
And we take his spirit of humility.
我们呢，来领取他谦卑的灵。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是很美好吗？
He gives the bride everything she needs.
他供应我们所需的一切。
This morning in that wonderful meeting with so many being prayed for.
今天早上，在美好的聚会里面有这么多的人被祷告。
The Lord told me to do something in the meeting.
主跟我说叫我做一件事。
To pray for someone. I said, well, nobody's being prayed for now, Lord.
他跟我讲说要为一位人祷告，可是我却说现在没有人在被祷告。
I'll wait till the altar service.
我会等到来台前的那时候。
And this dear lady got up and knelt down anyway.
但是呢，却有一位女士，她就来到前面跪下来。
And the Lord said to me, "Are you going to obey me?"
那主就说，你到底要不要顺服我？
I said, "Okay."
她说好。
And I had a wonderful vision.
我有个非常美好的意象。
When I went to pray for this lady.
当我去为这位女士祷告的时候，
I saw a garment Jesus put on her.
我看到耶稣为她穿上一件新衣。
I only saw the top like a vest jacket.
看到好像是一件背心。
But it had beautiful stones in it.
上面有非常美丽的宝石。
Purple and yellow and green, red.
紫色、黄色、红色、绿色。
And they were big stones.
而且他们很大。
And very bright.
非常的亮。
I said, "Oh, Jesus is adorning his bride."
我说，哇，耶稣在装饰这位新妇。
That's what the Lord said. He's adorning his bride.
所以呢，耶稣说他在装饰他的新妇。
Well, as we have said, the bride is pure, she is humble.
所以这位新妇呢，是纯洁的，是谦卑的。
But she's also full of joy.
她也是充满了喜悦。
Have you ever gone to a wedding where everybody was sad and crying?
你有去过任何一场婚礼是每个人都在哭，都很哀伤的吗？
No, it's a happy time.
应该没有吧，因为是一个非常喜悦的一个场合。
It's a girl's happiest time in her life.
应该是一个女生里面生命中最快乐的一天。
And she works very hard to make herself ready.
而且呢，她非常的努力，让她预备好自己。
And the bridegroom too. He stands waiting and waiting for the bride.
新郎也是，他站在前面呢，一直等待着新娘出来。
We don't want to keep him waiting, do we?
我们不愿意让他一直等吧。
Some men have had that sorrow. They stood there and the bride never showed up.
有些男生呢有遇到这种惨痛经验，他们就站在那里，结果新娘却从来没有出现过。
We want to be there.
我们要在那里。
We want to be ready.
我们要预备好。
And the music starts.
当音乐开始的时候。
In heaven.
在天国的时候，
We want to be ready,
我们要预备好，
and come to our bride,
来到我们的新郎面前。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I just wanted to tell you there is much joy in belonging to the bride of Jesus Christ.
但是呢，我要跟你说，当基督的新妇是何等喜乐的一件事。
She's full of joy.
她总是充满了喜乐。
And it comes from repenting.
这个喜乐呢，是从认罪悔改而来的。
Do you realize what a great moment we had this morning?
你有察觉到我们今天早上的时间是多么的好吗？
I think whatever I remember Sin Chu, I will remember this morning.
我想当我想到新竹，我就会想起今天早上。
Did you listen carefully?
你愿意仔细的听？
My interpreter said it. I hope I got the right interpretation.
我希望我翻译的人可以翻译的正确。
Pastor, but you can tell me if she was right.
你们可以跟我讲她到底讲的对不对。
Pastor Chow said that yesterday afternoon, you know, when we were repenting here.
周牧师说，昨天下午当我们大家在前面认罪悔改的时候，
He was not in the meeting, he was in his room.
他没有在这边，他在他的房间里。
He said he was repenting in his room.
但是呢，他也在他的房间里面认罪悔改。
Do you ever think of leaders, the head of the conference repenting?
你们有曾经想过这个特会的主持人、讲员悔改吗？
This is a mighty work of the Holy Spirit.
这真是圣灵大大的工作。
Mighty work.
大大的工作。
And God visited us this morning.
所以神呢，今天来到我们中间。
There are several ministers here.
有
several pastors here.
几位牧者跟长者。
If you could humble yourself that way,
如果呢，你也能像这样子谦卑下来。
If you could tell your congregation you repented,
如果你可以告诉你的教会的会友，我悔改了。
When Pastor Chow said it this morning, I felt like getting on my knees.
当周牧师今天这样讲的时候，我真的马上想要跪下来。
Because it is God.
因为呢，这是神的作为。
It's a mighty power of God.
这是神大大的能力。
Most ministers think they have to be perfect.
大部分的牧者认为他们一定要是最完美的。
But we're awful human.
但是我们都是人。
We're very human.
我们绝对是人。
We make mistakes.
我们一定会犯错。
We say the wrong thing.
我们会讲不中听的话，
we maybe think the wrong thing.
或者是呢想不对的事，
maybe just have a little attitude.
或者呢有一些不好的态度，
maybe somebody complimented your assistant.
可能呢有人对你的助理说了什么话，
and you thought, why didn't they compliment me?
那你可能想为什么他们不来跟我说。
You know, things like that happen in the ministry, don't they?
我们的服饰里面呢，总是有这类事。
Or somebody sings a song.
或有人唱了一首歌。
Or plays the organ.
或者是弹琴。
And then somebody comes in and plays the piano.
但是有人进来弹钢琴。
Everybody likes the way they play the piano.
大家都比较喜欢弹钢琴的那个方式。
And Sister Alice has an opportunity to overcome.
那个慧晨姊妹呢，就有机会来克服。
Say, Jesus, I do it just for you.
他可以说，主啊，我只为你而弹。
There are some wonderful verses in Revelation, and you know them, I'm sure, all by heart. When Jesus spoke to the churches,
在启示录呢，有些经文，我相信你们都很熟了。基督在跟众教会说话。
It was to the overcomers.
是给得胜者的。
Almost everyone here this morning responded and wanted to be in the bride.
几乎每在这里的每一位呢，早上都回应，来想要做基督的心腹。
But if you realize the bride is made up of overcomers.
但是呢，如果你了解到基督的心腹呢，是由得胜者组成的。
These are they who have overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil.
这些人呢，已经胜过了世界，胜过了自己和魔鬼。
It makes sense. Jesus was the great overcomer.
这是完全可以理解的，因为耶稣呢，他就是大的得胜者。
And he calls us to be overcomers too.
他也呼召我们成为得胜者。
And he promises to each of these seven churches.
他对这七间教会呢有一个应许。
Wonderful promises.
非常好。美好的应许。
And I'm not going to take time to read them all, but you know them. He that overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God.
他说呢，这些得胜的呢，他会让他们当垫子柱子。
Well, you say, how do I overcome?
那你可能问说，那我要怎么样得胜呢？
I overcome by keeping the commandments.
我可以靠着遵守诫命来得胜。
Keep the words of Jesus.
保守主的话。
He said, "If you love me, you will keep my words."
他说，如果你爱我，你就遵守我的诫命。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And one of his commandments is to rejoice evermore.
这诫命的其中之一呢，就是喜乐再喜乐。
Be filled with the joy of the Lord.
被神的喜乐充满。
I tell you, when I first started praying very earnestly about seeing myself the way Jesus sees me, I was discouraged.
当我开始呢跟耶稣祷告，求他向我显明我自己的模样，我非常的沮丧。
It was a horrible sight.
因为这个简直是太惨的一个场面了。
And I had to practice praising the Lord.
那时候呢，我就操练来赞美神。
One of my main nature sins was depression.
我天然的这个天然人的倾向呢，之一是沮丧、忧郁。
And for 4 months, the Lord had me praise Him for 1 hour every day.
有4个月的时间呢，每一天我都花1个小时来赞美神。
I was working in a retail store.
那时候我在一个商店工作。
I come home very discouraged.
我总是充满沮丧的回到家。
And whenever I could get alone, I'd walk back and forth, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
回到我的房间呢，我就走来走去呢，不停地说赞美主，赞美主。
Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I thank you.
耶稣，我赞美你。耶稣，我感谢你。
Jesus, I believe you.
耶稣，我相信你。
Jesus, I thank you.
耶稣，我感谢你。
And as I began to praise the Lord, He set me free.
当我开始这样子的赞美主的时候呢，他就让我得自由。
And the darkness that would come over me would be lifted.
原本笼罩我的这个黑暗呢，就被挪去。
I persisted for 4 months.
我持续这样子有4个月之久。
One hour.
每天1个小时。
Some people have told me they have practiced this 30 minutes for 1 month.
有人跟我说他们1个月的时间每天花30分钟。
And one minister told me he got a great victory.
有一位牧者他跟我说他大大的得胜。
There's victory in praising the Lord.
我们赞美主的时候呢，就能得胜。
My mother used to say, if I complain about something.
小时候如果我抱怨的话，我妈妈就会说。
She say, stop praising the devil.
她说，不要再去赞美恶魔了。
We have to know who we're praising. We're praising the Lord.
我们必须要知道我们应该赞美谁。我们要赞美神。
You say, well, how can I praise the Lord when I see how terrible I am?
那你可能说，我看到自己如此糟糕，我怎么可以来赞美神呢？
And how proud I am.
看到自己如此骄傲。
And how angry I get.
我如此的生气、愤怒。
Oh, we need to look at Jesus.
但是呢，我们需要转眼注目耶稣。
We need to ignore the flesh and the devil.
我们呢，需要忽略我们自己还有恶魔。
We need to praise the Lord at all times.
我们需要无时无刻的呢来赞美神。
He is worthy.
因为呢，他是配得的。
He is victor.
他是得胜的那一位。
He came to set us free.
他来是为了要我们得自由。
He wants to liberate us.
他呢，要我们得释放。
It's a great, glorious secret to praise the Lord.
赞美神呢是一个充满荣耀的秘密。
I would not be here today.
我今天没有办法在这边。
This happened 40 years ago.
40年之前。
Jesus gave me a victory in my soul that has never left.
耶稣呢给我心里面的一个胜利，从来没有离开过。
Just through praising Him.
只是借着赞美他。
Pastor Lai, will you come and read? This is one of my teachers. A word.
Chinese. 赞美，你要时时刻刻的力求能够赞美。 要超越你的一切过错，超越别人的一切误会，超越你所有的失败和别人一切鲁莽的言行。当失意的感觉临到你的时候，你当留心，立刻要起来抵挡他，远离他，制止他，把他交给主，不要理会他，不要再去想他，要快快乐乐的说话，保持一副爽朗的脸色，不管发生了什么事，要安息下来，让他在主的手里就好了。无论是大的难处、小的难处、痛切的失意或轻微的沮丧，都要保持你的赞美和信心，不要去看那些东西，也不要看你自己，你只要看耶稣就好了。假若你天天赞美主，时时刻刻的赞美主，你将不知道会发生多大的事，那是要使你前所阅历的一切都失去颜色的。你必常常看见主，将有一个极其惊人的大改变要临到你这个人。你要以他自己的道为乐，以他的愿望来代替你那天然人的愿望。你也要在他面前狂喜，你就要称颂、赞美、夸耀他的圣名了。这样的人便是那些得胜者的行列。阿们。
It's a great secret.
这是一个绝大的秘密。
I want you to take it home with you.
我希望你可以把它带回家。
And every time the devil tries to put darkness over you,
每次呢，魔鬼试着把黑暗放在你面前
，depression
或者是忧郁
，or discouragement
或者是沮丧
，praise the Lord
开始赞美主。
The devil cannot stand to hear you praise the Lord.
因为呢，魔鬼没有办法忍受听到你在赞美主。
But guess what? God inhabits the praises of His people.
但是呢，神就住在他的子民的赞美之中。
Remember, the psalmist tells us God inhabits. He lives in the praises of His people.
诗篇告诉我们，神居住在他子民赞美的里面。
That's why it's often good in our services we praise the Lord first.
所以这是为什么我们常常呢一开始就赞美主。
There's that wonderful story in Kings about the battle, Jehoshaphat's battle. You know it by heart, chapter 20, where they went out to battle and the Lord said, "You don't need to fight in this battle." Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
在列王记是约沙法王吗？有一个故事，就说神跟他们讲说，你不需要征战，你只要站立。
So what Jehoshaphat did, he had all the singers go first.
所以呢，约沙法王就让所有的歌唱的人，到站在前面。
And they didn't even have to use a weapon.
他们根本不需要武器。
The angel of the Lord went before him and slew all the enemies.
主的天使呢，在他们之前去对付所有的敌人。
I believe it's Second Chronicles,
chapter
20, if you want to look it up. Second Chronicles, chapter 20.
Second Chronicles. 历代志下，谢谢。二十一章。
Second Chronicles 20,
二十章二十二节，历代。
Let's start with 21.
好，我们从二十章二十一节开始。
And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire as they went before the army and said, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever." Sorry.And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so that they were routed.
二十章二十一节， 约沙法既与民商议了，就设立歌唱的人颂赞耶和华，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华，说：当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。
This was their secret. They didn't even use a weapon.
所以呢，这是他们的秘密，他们根本没有使用武器。
The enemies started to fight against each other.
敌人呢，开始互相残杀。
And when they came to see them, they all killed each other.
那当约沙法跟他的军兵来的时候呢，他们早就已经把敌人都互相把彼此杀死了。
And they were all dead bodies.
都是满片都是尸体。
We don't know how many times God will give a great victory if we will obey and praise Him.
如果我们来顺服呢，来赞美他，我们可能没有办法数尽，有多少次神会行这样的神迹。
Just as Pastor Lai read to us.
就像刚刚赖牧师为我们读的。
Praise the Lord even when you make a mistake.
就算你犯了错误，你还是可以赞美主。
Even when you fall,
当你跌倒的时候，你还是可以赞美。
He's still worthy,
因为他还是配得的。
He still loves you,
他还是爱你。
Just stand up and say, "Praise the Lord."
你只要站起来说赞美主。
Let him win victory in your life.
让他在你的生命中得胜。
He set a glory in my soul that all the discouragement, all of the depression left.
他呢，他的荣耀可以进入你，让所有的沮丧、灰心都离开。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Just like we sang, Hallelujah! What a Savior!
就像我们刚刚唱的
，What a Savior!
Hallelujah! 可爱的救主。
He's the great deliverer.
他是呢拯救者。
We can't change ourselves.
我们没有办法改变自己。
We see ourselves the way we are, but only He can change us.
我们可以看到自己的真正的模样，但是只有他可以改变我们。
That's why we come into His presence.
这是为什么我们要进入他的同在。
Oh, Jesus, change me as I wait on you.
说主啊，改变我，我等候你。
Give me your humility.
给我你的谦卑。
Give me your purity.
给我你的圣洁。
Your holiness.
你的纯洁。
Make me obedient the way you were.
让我像你这样子如此顺服。
And he will give the victory.
他就会给你胜利。
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Can we look at Revelation chapter 19?
我们可以翻到启示录第十九章。
Verses 7 and 8 of chapter
19. 第七到八节。
For homework, you can read Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 about the overcomers.
回到家以后，你可以读启示录第二章、第三章关于得胜者的部分。
That means to praise when you don't feel like it.
这个呢意味着我们要赞美，就算我们不想的时候也要赞美。
That's overcoming.
这就是得胜。
Okay, that's your homework. Chapter 2 and chapter 3.
第二章、第三章，这是你们的回家的功课。
Let's look at chapter 19.
那现在来看第十九章。
Verse 7. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready.
第七节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊娶婚的时候到了。新妇也自己预备好了。
It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Our righteous deeds are our obedience.
我们所行的义呢，其实就是我们的顺服。
I don't think any man wants to marry a bride that he knows she's not going to be obedient.
我想应该没有男人会想要娶一位太太呢，他知道是不会顺服他的。
He wants an obedient wife.
他想要一位顺服的妻子。
I think the Chinese women are more obedient than the American women.
我觉得华人的女性呢，比美国的女性还要顺服。
too bad.
这对我实在不太有利。
We need to take some lessons from your Chinese women.
我们美国的女性呢，需要向你们华人女性学习。
I look at Mrs. Chow. She's very obedient.
我看周师母呢，她实在是非常顺服。
I said I need to be obedient to my husband.
我说我也需要这样子顺服我丈夫。
Amen. But obedience is part of the bride's garment.
顺服呢，其实是这个新妇的新衣的一部分。
Now we have humility and purity and joy. Let's look at obedience.
所以呢，我们已经有喜乐、有顺服、有谦卑。让我们来看看顺服。
This is the fine linen. It says it's the righteous acts.
这个细麻衣呢，他说是行的义，圣徒所行的义。
In other words, their obedience.
也就是他们的顺服。
Becomes that white linen.
这个顺服呢，变成一个细麻衣。
We go back to the psalmist, Psalm 45.
回到诗篇第四十五篇。
There's a story of the bride in the Psalms, chapter 45, verses 10 to 15.
四十五篇十到十五节也是关于新妇的故事。
Hear, O daughter, and consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Since he is your Lord, bow to him.
女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听。不要纪念你的名和你的父家，王就羡慕你的美貌，因为他是你的主，你当敬拜他。
The people of Tyre will seek your favor with gifts, the riches of the people.
推罗的民必来送礼，民中的富足人也必向你求恩。
All glorious is the princess in her chamber.
王女在宫里极其荣华。
With robes interwoven with gold and many colored robes, she's led to the king and her virgin companions following behind her.
她的衣服是用金线绣的，她要穿锦绣的衣服被引到王前。
With joy and gladness, they're led along as they enter the palace of the king.
随从她的陪伴童女也要被带到你面前，他们要欢喜快乐被引导，他们要进入王宫。
You notice in this verse too, It talks about this joy and gladness.
这里我们有看到这边有谈到喜乐、欢喜、快乐。
She's all glorious within.
她是从里面发出荣耀。
She's glorious within because the king is living in her.
这是因为王呢住在她里面。
That's what makes us glorious.
这是让我们得荣耀的。
Jesus living in us.
这是耶稣住在我们里面。
And Jesus, remember Paul says, we have this treasure in an earthen vessel that it's the glory of God.
在我们这个肉身的器皿里面呢，却有一个荣耀的宝藏，这就是神自己。
Our bride is glorious within.
这个新妇呢，里面有荣耀。
Because Jesus is living inside of you.
因为耶稣住在你我里面。
I've seen a couple people on this Asian trip.
在这个到亚洲的服务室的事工这一趟。
When they were in the presence of the Lord, I see their whole face changed.
我有看到观察到一两位圣徒，当神在他们跟他们在一起的时候啊，他们整个脸都改变。
Very beautiful to see change on a face.
这个脸上的改变呢，是多么美。
It's the glory of the Lord.
这是神的荣耀。
Isn't that wonderful?
真是美好。
Someone said he's the best cosmetic artist.
有人说我们的主是最好的化妆师。
The more we look at Jesus, the more we're changed into His image.
我们越仰望他。我们就越像他
From glory to glory,
从荣耀到荣耀
He changes us,
他改变我们
as we wait in his presence,
当我们等候他
He's changing us,
他在改变我们
and that's how the bride becomes all glorious within.
这是新妇如何成为从里面有荣耀
Another Psalm 132
诗篇 132篇
Verse
9 132篇第9节
It's talking about the priests. Well, we're all called to be kings and priests, aren't we?
我们都被呼召成为王子还有祭司。
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. 132:9.
第九节，愿你的祭司披上公义，愿你的圣民欢呼。
Every time we read about righteousness,
每当我们读到公义
which is obedience,
也就是顺服
we see it connected with joy.
我们总是看到它是跟这个欢呼连结的
There's joy in obedience.
所以呢，顺服可以带来喜乐
When we disobey God, we're miserable.
当我们不顺服的时候呢，我们总是很痛苦
It's sin.
因为这是罪
It makes us unhappy.
让我们不快乐。
But when we yield our will in obedience,
但是呢，当我们把自己的意志降服在神面前，
we find joy.
我们就可以找到喜乐。
Wonderful joy.
非常美好的喜乐。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah the prophet, chapter 61.
以赛亚书第六十一章。
Verse 10.
第10节
Here again.
这边我们又看到
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exalt in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with, like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels.
我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐，因他以拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇佩戴装饰。
Let all our righteousness be the righteousness of Christ.
愿我们所有的公义呢，都是神的公义。
Let our part be to yield in obedience.
让我们的角色呢是来顺服、来降服。
As we surrender our wills,
我们把我们的意志呢献给神。
In obedience,
也顺服他。
We will find that He clothes us with His righteousness.
我们就会发现他用公义为袍给我们穿上。
Remember Jesus himself said in John 14:2.
记得在约翰福音十四章第二节。
Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he's the one who loves me.
拥有呢而遵守我诫命的，他是爱我的。
We can't say that we love Jesus if we are not obeying Jesus.
如果我们不顺服耶稣的话，我们不能说我们爱耶稣。
He wants our wills to be surrendered.
他希望我们降服献上自己的意志
Full surrender
充满了降服顺服
We want to follow the lamb wherever he goes
我们要跟随羔羊
That's what the bride does She follows the lamb
这是新妇所做的她就跟随羔羊
Wherever he goes
无论往哪里去
And I just want to encourage you one of theBest commands is to rejoice in the Lord.
那我想要提醒你们，诫命其中之一呢，就是要在主里面喜乐。
Rejoice always.
不住的喜乐。
In everything, give thanks.
不论何事呢，都感谢。
Praise the Lord at all times.
无论何时都赞美主。
Let His praise continually be in your mouth.
让这个赞美呢是不住的、不止的。
I said to the Lord last fall,
去年秋天的时候，我跟主说
，I want to pray about three things.
我想要为三件事祷告。
I call them CCC.
我把它们叫 CCC.
One is complaining.
一个是 complaining， 就是抱怨。
One is criticizing
就是批评
The other C, let me think now. Oh, conceit.
另外 conceit 就是欺瞒。
Conceit is when you think you're better than other people.
也就是说你当自己觉得比别人好。
I said, Lord, set me free from CCC.
我就说主啊，求你让我从这个三个 C 里面呢，拯救出来。
Stop complaining.
停止抱怨。
Stop criticizing.
停止批评。
Stop words of conceit.
停止呢有这个欺瞒的思想。
I want to obey him.
我想要顺服神。
When he said, "In everything, give thanks."
他说，凡事感谢。
Oh, we will be so happy if we walk in obedience.
如果我们真的是走这个顺服的路呢，我们就是可以得到喜乐。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus came to say, "Not my will, but thine be done."
耶稣来的时候说，不是顺我的意，而是父神你的意。
He had a will of his own.
他有自己的意志。
You know, the will goes one way, straight up.
这个意志呢，就像十字架的长轴一样，从下面到上面。
But there's a crossbar across it, means it cuts right across our will.
但是有一条横的这个轴呢，它就是切断了我们自己的意志。
Opposite direction. That's a cross.
反方向的，所以这个就形成一个十字架。
And Jesus said, "Not my will."
耶稣说，不是我自己的意。
But thine be done.
但是你的旨意成全。
Oh, Jesus.We do so want to be obedient to you.
耶稣啊，我们如何的想要来顺服？
We want to rejoice always.
我们要常常喜乐。
Help us to find the joy of obeying you.
帮助我们找到顺服的喜乐。
Help us to prove our love.
帮助我们实践我们的爱。
Amen.
Amen.
We sing a song some places. It's very simple.
Come on. 我们要来唱一首很简单的歌。
I know you've already had some time at the altar this morning, but we still have maybe 15 minutes. We say yes.
I say yes, yes.
Oh, yes. Say yes, Lord.
Say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, no.
Jesus, you're always welcome.
如果你愿意来台前跟主说 yes, 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 你很欢迎。
Say yes, yes, yes. I say yes.Yeah. 这一生都要向你的每一个话语 say yes。 可是主啊，我们常常先是我们的肉体跑出来 say no。 主啊，求你赦免我。主啊，这个下午我们心里非常的愿意。主啊，求你加添我们里面的力量，给我们一个能够 say yes 的恩膏，使我们可以顺你的每一个感动，你的每一个命令，你的每一个话，让那顺服的喜乐临到我们身上。
已经把那得胜者的恩膏赐给我们了，要胜过我们自己，也要胜过思维的环境。怎样向天父 say yes， 我们也要照样向你 say yes。这好像是唱歌跳舞的时候，我们好像缺少一首歌来唱歌跳舞。
主，谢谢你这个下午用这样活泼的教学来让我们学习顺服，并且知道顺服是如此的喜乐。主耶稣，你是最好的老师，我们从来没有享受过这么活泼的教学。我们谢谢你今天下午这个快乐的课程，谢谢你，也愿你祝福你的仆人玛莎，他这样充满了喜乐的服侍。阿门，哈利路亚。这样祷告，感谢奉主的名，阿门。
Let's keep expecting more.
我们继续的期待更多。
Amen. Come tonight, wanting more.
今天晚上我们来再来聚会的时候呢，我们要更多，要更多的主自己。
He wants to break through in our lives.
他呢要在我们的生命中有突破。
He wants to bring us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
他要把我们从黑暗中带到他的荣耀的光中。
He's coming for a bride that is victorious.
他要为着他得胜的心腹而来。
She has won the victory.
他已经得胜了。
She's won it in faith.
这心腹呢，已经在信心里得胜，也在谦卑里得胜。
And she's won it in obedience.
他也在顺服里得胜。
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Pastor Lynn, you have anything else you need to say?
麻烦我们把那个诗歌本放到右边这个门出去的那个箱子里面。等一下我们会麻烦那个昆宏传道帮我们带到晚上的会场去。还有那个奉献箱也要带过去哈。OK。